it is Horror Week, which means all this week, your stories of the unexplained, the spooky, the haunted. All week, I feel like we've spoken to a listener, Katie, and she has given us examples of ways that just the spirits seem to be attracted to her and her husband.
She's got many stories.
Yeah, so this was... your husband was away for this one, yeah?
So at the time, he was in the Army at Fort Knox, and mm-hmm. we had the apartment here in Louisville. And he was away for training. I think it was in Louisiana for a month, so it was just me in the house. And there was... I would wake up in the middle of the night because I would hear footsteps, like, up and down the hallway. Mm. But it would never come in the room. And so it was one of those things I just kind of let it be. It would stop at the doorway, and it might walk away, but it never came in the room, so I just kind of let it be.
How do you sleep with that? Like, if I'm feeling like there's, like, ghostly footsteps out in the hallway, I'm not sleeping all night. Were you able to sleep?
Yeah, but see, you eventually get used to this stuff. I mean, once it happens...
Do you? okay, go on.
And so that one was... You know, like I said, as long as it was out in the hallway, I was good. Now, when it was a problem was he left to go to his training, and it would come in the room and walk around the bed.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I'm not sleeping.
Right, then I'm not sleeping. Then I started having a problem, and I decided at that point, I said, screw it, I'm not sleeping like this. So I went the rest of his training, I slept on the couch in the living room, because at least the back of the couch was against the wall, and I was like, you know what, if it's going to walk around me, it's only going to walk in front of me. I'm not going to let it walk all around me.
Oh gosh.
So I slept the rest of his training. I slept on the couch.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Katie.
I couldn't have even stayed. That's insane.
But I feel like when you've been used to this sort of thing happening around you, I guess you just understand.
That's crazy. So we got a story from Melissa. She said, my family lived in a house that experienced some strange things. First thing, my mom's grandfather just passed away before my brother and I were born. I was a few weeks old and my dad worked night shift, so my mom was home with two little kids. And a man who looked just like my mom's grandfather came to the door to sell her knives. This was 1978. Mm-hmm. But he never talked about the knives, just laid them out. All he talked about was myself and my brother and how beautiful my mom's kids were and how proud she must be. He packed up his knives, said, take care of yourself and these babies, and walked out the door. My mom waited about a minute, then ran outside, and the guy had disappeared. She called the neighbors. Nobody had experienced anybody coming to their door trying to sell knives.
Okay.
So she thinks it was her grandfather visiting to see her kids.
What?
Yeah. And on another note, her grandfather loved to whittle wood, so she thinks that's why he had knives.
Oh, that is so crazy.
I know.
All right, if you've got a story that you'd like to share, you can always text it to us or call us 502-571-9970.
Melissa's got a couple more we'll share.